Carey Mullis received the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1993 in recognition of his outstanding contributions in the improvement of PCR technique. In the work presented here, Mullis and his collaborators performed PCR by using for the first time a thermostable DNA polymerase. This enzyme was named TAC because it was isolated from the bacterium Thermus aquaticus. Primer-directed enzymatic amplification of DNA with a thermostable DNA polymerase. By Randall et al., 29th of January, 1988, Science. A thermostable DNA polymerase was used in an in vitro DNA amplification procedure, the polymerase chain reaction. The enzyme isolated from Thermus aquaticus greatly simplifies the procedure, and by enabling the amplification reaction to be performed at higher temperatures, significantly improves the specificity, yield, sensitivity, and length of products that can be amplified. Single-copy genomic sequences were amplified by a factor of more than 10 million with very high specificity, and DNA segments up to 2,000 base pairs were readily amplified. The analysis of specific nucleotide sequences, like many analytic procedures, is often hampered by the presence of extraneous material or by the extremely small amounts available for examination. We've described a method, the polymerase chain reaction PCR, that overcomes these limitations. By virtue of the exponential accumulation of literally billions of copies derived from a single progenitor sequence, PCR based on TAC DNA polymerase represents a form of cell-free molecular clonings that can accomplish, in an automated 3 to 4 hour in vitro reaction, what might otherwise take days or weeks of biological growth and biochemical purification.